USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. The suspected shooter in last Wednesday's shooting spree in Lewiston, Maine, Robert Card, may have left a note behind. Maine Department of Public Safety Commissioner Mike Soschuk describes the contents.
It's a note to a loved one, and he's saying that this is the passcode for my phone, this is the bank account numbers. I wouldn't describe it as a explicit suicide note, but the tone and tenor was that the individual was not going to be around and wanted to make sure that this loved one had access to his phone and whatever was in his phone.
Card's body was found Friday night in a trailer at a recycling center where he once worked as a delivery driver. Card died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Israeli military aircraft attacked about 150 underground targets in northern Gaza Strip Friday night into Saturday amid the ongoing war against Hamas terrorists. The Israeli Defense Forces said Hamas terrorists were killed, while underground combat zones and other underground terrorist infrastructures were also destroyed. More than 8,700 people have been killed in the war on both sides since the October 7th Hamas terror attack. A full-scale invasion of Gaza is still looming as Israel has amassed hundreds of thousands of troops on the border with Gaza. Combining flu and COVID shots might pose a potential stroke risk for older adults.
A study funded by the FDA discovered that older adults who received last year's COVID booster alongside a high-dose flu shot may face an elevated stroke risk. They emphasize that the study's findings are preliminary and older adults are inherently at a higher risk due to their age. Patients are encouraged to consult their healthcare provider for a more comprehensive understanding of the vaccination risks. I'm John Schaefer.
The Texas Rangers wasted no time in tying the World Series at one game apiece Saturday night, handing the Arizona Diamondbacks a 9-1 loss in Arlington, Texas. Game 3 is slated for Monday night in Phoenix, with the first pitch set to be thrown at 8:03 p.m. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the 6-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A 90s TV star was found dead on Saturday night. Matthew Perry, who starred as Chandler Bing on the hit series Friends, has died. Police sources say that the actor was found dead at a house in the Pacific Palisades area of Los Angeles on Saturday, apparently from an accidental drowning. According to TMZ, emergency personnel first responded to a call reporting a cardiac arrest at the house. They found Perry unresponsive in a jacuzzi. No drugs were found on the scene and no foul play is suspected. Matthew Perry was just 54 years old. The recent mass shooting in Maine has revived discussions around assault weapons. President Biden asserts it underscores the necessity for a ban, but many Republicans remain unconvinced. Senator John Cornyn of Texas emphasizes the importance of preventing individuals with mental illness from accessing weapons.
It's not the gun itself that is the problem, because in the hands of a law-abiding person, they're not a threat to public safety.
In Maine, military authorities report that the suspected gunman began exhibiting erratic behavior in mid-July. The state has a yellow flag law in place mandating both a medical assessment and sworn testimony from police or a family member to temporarily remove someone's firearms. Donald Trump and his 3 adult children are slated to give testimony in his New York civil fraud trial. Donald Trump Jr. is set to testify on November 1st, followed by Eric and Ivanka Trump. The former president is scheduled to testify November 6th. They face allegations of artificially inflating their assets to secure more favorable loan conditions. Trump has consistently denied any wrongdoing. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.